You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Business success. Today we are with Gregory Stacey, the inventor of the revolutionary chef's thumb. After seriously slicing his thumb while cutting up vegetables one evening, Greg knew there had to be a better solution for kitchen prep. Let's hear his story. Gregory, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me, Eric. I apologize if I sound a little congested. It's incredibly hot here in LA today, and when it's hot like this, it wreaks havoc on my sinuses.
Well, I totally can understand being from the Southeast and the humid conditions that we typically have as well. I'm sure that makes it for a different story of being from L.A. to the Atlanta area. But first of all, tell us, what inspired you to create the chef's thumb in your best effort?
Well, a couple things. You know, it's a new invention, but many years ago, I used to be a cameraman. And before I had a big shoot one day, I was slicing up a mango. Well, a week before that, I had nicked my finger cutting the mango. I said, well, you know, I'm going to be more careful this time. Well, I really sliced the heck out of my thumb. I probably should have gotten stitches right on the spot, but I didn't. I got stitches later. I had to go up to the shoot. I'm shooting. I'm operating the camera, and there's blood dripping off my thumb onto the focus, and it was just a mess. It was an absolute mess. So, you know, that was one thing. You know, a mango is incredibly slippery, and that's pretty horrific. But, you know, fast forward a few years, and I was cutting vegetables for the barbecuer, and, you know, cutting these zucchinis lengthwise is incredibly difficult. You can't hold on to it. You can do the claw method like a chef uses, but, you know, once you get past 50%, you still can't cut it. And once again, I nicked myself, so I thought, well, there's got to be a better way. So I thought about it, and, you know, I looked at what's on the market, and, you know, there's various finger protectors, and there's some even kind of clamp gizmos, but everything was very awkward. So I wanted to create something that was very ergonomic and felt natural. Thus, I came up with the chef's thumb.
Interesting, without a question. What makes it such a great product for the kitchen?
Well, you know, like I said, one thing, what was paramount was I wanted something that you can use naturally, that's not a real gimmick, that's awkward. And a lot of these finger protectors, you slide your fingers behind, and they're not ergonomically shaped. They don't really solve the problem that I set out to solve. My main issue to solve was, how can you slice to the end of that tomato? How can you get to the end of that onion? How can you slice zucchini lengthwise for the barbecuer and without it rolling around and cutting yourself? Well, there were no solutions, you know. There was this clamp gizmo, which was incredibly awkward and horrible, to be quite honest. I don't even know if it's on the market anymore. So that's why I came up with the chef's thumb. And, you know, the chef's thumb is unique in the fact that it's not only a protector, but it's got Viper Bite technology, and that gives you the grip and protection. That locks the produce into place and stabilizes it so you can cut it and you don't have to worry about it rolling around or slipping. And if it does happen to slip, well, this is covering your thumb, so your thumb is totally protected if the knife should hit it.
Yeah, and I was just about to ask you, how does the chef's thumb actually work?
Well, how it works is it's basically, I want to call it a chef's thimble on steroids. Somebody wrote that, and I think that's a great description. Basically, it's a two-piece product. It's made out of high-strength polycarbonate and stainless steel. And it has silicone rubber shims that you fit inside. So one size fits all because it's got different size shims for if you have a tiny thumb to a great big thumb. So you put the appropriate shim in, put the top on, slide the metal clip back, and you just slide it over your thumb. And once it's assembled, you can just slide it on and off your thumb. You don't ever have to take it apart. But what it has Viper Bite technology. And what Viper Bite technology is, it's essentially little spikes that curve around the bottom of the chef's thumb, so that's what grips the produce. You know, so it grips that tomato. It grips that onion. If you want a pear mango, it grips that mango so it's not going to slip out of your hand, because the little spikes, they're sharp. They're not overly sharp, but they're sharp, so they will hold that produce, that wet, slippery produce, and prevent it from slipping.
Absolutely clever. Today we're joined by Gregory Stacey, the inventor of the Revolutionary Chef's Thumb, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Gregory, what would you say makes the device so unique?
I think what makes it unique is that it feels natural. It feels natural, and it is natural because it fits your thumb. It's ergonomically shaped to fit your thumb perfectly, slides on the thumb, and you can wear it on all your kitchen chores. You'll forget you're wearing it, to be quite honest. That is a huge selling point, because, you know, they're like I said, there's various finger protectors, but they're kind of a chore to use, and they don't feel very natural.
Well, Gregory, it certainly has been very interesting to hear the whole story, the invention, and how it works. Tell our listeners where they can go get their Chef's Thumb online.
Well, where they can pick it up is they can go to my site, which is www.chefsthumb.com, and they can order it. And it's a great deal because it's $14.95, and they also get a free Ontaro Santoku knife. They just have to pay, you know, the additional processing for that knife. But it's really a great bargain because it's an incredibly sharp knife that pairs perfectly with the Chef's Thumb. Or they can also pick it up on Amazon.com, but at Amazon, you don't get the additional knife. You'll have to buy that separately. But there's one more thing the Chef's Thumb does, Eric, that I forgot to mention. It not only protects, it also becomes a peeler. It has the attachment that turns it into a high-efficiency peeler. The peeler blade is made out of triple-bonded titanium. It's double-sided, so it can peel in either direction, and it's a great peeler. It's a great light-duty, high-efficiency peeler for the person on the go, for if they want to peel a cucumber or a carrot for a salad. Now, I wouldn't use it to peel a bunch of potatoes for Thanksgiving. That's not its purpose. But if you want that convenient, quick peel, it's perfect, because the Chef's Thumb works great for cutting up tomatoes for your salad. So that's why the peeler was designed to go hand-in-hand with a cucumber or a carrot.
You certainly got to love it. Gregory, thanks so much for all this information, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you, Eric. I greatly appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Gregory Stacey, the inventor of the Revolutionary Chef's Thumb. And once again, the website of reference is chefsthumb.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.